Yeah.
Heron.
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 H-E-R-O-N.
Okay, and you're, you lived in Alder Grove for,
well,
or in Mount Lehman?
For 59 years.
For 59 years. Good record. I guess you know something about Mount Lehman then?
Well, they off and on. There's one, I figured you might be interested. It's not a good picture. But it's one of the only ones that I've ever seen where it shows the side notching of a big tree so that you get into salt with an 8-foot saw.
I see. Right. Mm-hmm. You got pretty good. So the side notching is important.
Yeah. And I think that there was the largest fir log that ever went into the Abbotsford Lumber Company mill.
So this went to the Abbotsford Company?
Yeah.
Abbotsford. Can I write on the bottom here?
Yeah. That tree was out just about where, a little bit north of where the Blue Jay Road hits the old hill.
Oh. A copy of that. I didn't get Mrs. Heron's name. What was your name, Mrs. Heron?
Well, I'm known all around as Dolly, but
Agnes is my name, but Dolly is.
And you, did you live with as a family? You lived in
Well, I came out from
Scotland
and settled down in Matsquay.
Did you? When did you do that?
26.
25.
25, yeah.
25. Ah. Ah. What made you come to Mount Lehman in 1925?
No, not to Mount Lehman.
Oh.
Down to Matsquay.
Oh, just down to Matsquay. Oh.
My parents come out down to Soldier Settlement down in Matsquay.
Oh, and you came along. And then you met Fred here and
well, quite a few years after.
Well, I'd met her a long time before we decided to
get married.
What year did you get married?
47.
47? Mm-hmm. Any family?
One boy?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And his name is?
James.
Huh? That's a good name. It's one of mine. Huh? And you lived, where did you live in Mount Lehman?
On the Burgess Road.
Burgess Road. And did you buy that from somebody?
Yes. Yeah. We actually bought from a German that was sort of deported out during the war.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we didn't know him, but that's who his...
Do you know his name? Do you remember
it? Winkler, I think it was. I'm not just sure about that.
Okay, that's just a little background. Have you got anything else that you think I should include? If I'm writing a history on you, have you got other things that you think need to be included?
Well, there's one of Lyle Lehman and John McTavish for the big log that I was logging in.
You were a logger?
Yeah.
Did you work for yourself? Did you have your own mill?
No, I didn't have a mill. I just was a chip or a logger.
Huh? Yeah, and then you were up across with Jen and Val up in the... That was logging, were you? And Jen and Val, and you were over in Mission?
No, I was sheep cutting, man.
Sheep cutting,
oh, yeah. What's a gypo logger?
Well, a gypo logger is one that bought small sand for timber and would log that and deliver it to sawmills.
Oh, so you just cut it up and delivered it into the mill? I see.
Yeah, you see there's loading.
Wow. McDonald Trucking.
Yeah.
So you worked with Jim McDonald, did you? Used him a bit?
Jimmy's dad.
Jimmy's dad, yeah.
There.
Mm-hmm. Who are these people on here?
That there was myself and Leonard Dumont.
And this is you on this foot, on this side?
Yeah.
On the okay. Dumont.
Yeah, I think he's still lives in Mount Pelham, isn't he?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Up near Budgie Shoulder.
Yeah. Is he, would he be Fred's age?
What's that?
Is he not quite as old as you?
Leonard?
No, he's a lot younger than I am.
Yeah. Is he?
Well, 15, 16 years.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. When were you born, Fred?
1907.
Okay. And Agnes? When were you born, Dolly?
Well, 19... I'm 5 years older than him. So.
Oh, are you?
6, 7, 8.
You're 12.
1912.
I thought you're 5 years younger. Yeah, good. Okay.
Yeah. Would you like a cup of tea?
If you're having one.
Yeah.
Don't make it special for me, but if you're having one, I'll have one.
Yeah.
Family, is that your wedding?
No, that's my father and mother.
Did they live in Mount Lehman too?
Yes.
Oh, okay, we gotta have their names then too. Father was... What was your father's name?
Charles Henry.
And your mom?
Ida.
Ida, what was her maiden name?
Knight.
K-N-I-T-E?
Yeah.
Or K-N-I-G-H-T?
G-H-T. S. Knights.
Knights. Were they English?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They came from England?
No.
No?
Her father came from England.
Okay.
But her mother came over with the Pennsylvania Dutch.
Oh. So she was Pennsylvania Dutch.
Partly.
And when did they come to Mount Lehman?
When?
Mm-hmm.
In 1920.
Oh, they came with you. You came together?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was only 13 years old then.
That was you right here?
No.
Oh, here you are.
Yeah.
This is you. Okay, let's go right. Family picture. Left to right is Fred.
Yeah.
And then Dad would be Charles.
Yeah.
And the baby on his knee would
be Andy.
Okay.
And then Valentine.
I had a Valentine, okay. I have a brother, Valentine, too. And Mom is Ida.
How did he get Valentine, Fred?
Huh?
How did Val get Valentine?
Well, Dad was working with a man named Valentine that he liked a lot.
Uh-huh.
And this was Chester.
And that's Chester.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to all that large family of boys?
There's
four boys.
There's only this one and myself left.
Oh, where's Valentine?
He's up on just the corner of Perdonville and Glenmore.
Well, he's across 70.
And
he lives in town here.
Yeah. Gladwell.
We will be using this one. Would you like to tell more about your dad and mom coming to the country? Could you tell me more of that?
There's an old picture there.
Mm-hmm.
Them going to church.
Ah.
In.
Okay. They're going to church.
In Alberta.
Oh.
Just before they come out here.
Oh. Where in Alberta?
Near Red Deer.
Near Red Deer?
Mm-hmm. I wasn't on the scene then.
You weren't on the scene, eh?
No.
Uh-huh. And they moved from Alberta out to Mount Lehman?
Out to BC.
To Mount Lehman?
No.
No.
Moved to Mission.
Moved to Mission and then they moved to BC later, eh?
Yeah. That was Chester there. My mother's knee there.
Uh-huh. How long were they in Mission?
How long?
Yeah.
From 1906 to 1920.
And why did they move to Mount Lima?
You actually want to know?
Well, if you want to tell.
Well,
if you...
it doesn't concern me, but my oldest brother, he got in trouble.
Oh, okay, we won't put that in.
In Mission.
Uh-huh.
And I figured it'd be better if he got out on a farm.
Ah,
instead of living in town.
Okay, we won't bother with that then.
Yeah.
We'll commit to Mount Lehman.
I'll just put it over here.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's nice. You put sugar and milk?
No, just as is, thanks.
Just as is.
Mm-hmm. So this is the entire family, this with the four?
Well, my sister isn't in that yet.
Oh, you have a sister?
Yeah.
Okay. What was your sister's name?
Rose.
Where, Rose has gone too?
Oh, no, she's still alive.
Is she around here?
Yes, she's in Abbotsford up on just off McKee Road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they sold their place there and they're moving up to Sardis.
Well, they're moving to Sardis.
Yeah.
What's Rose's married name?
Her married name? Ma.
M-A-W.
M-A-W.
Yeah.
And what's her husband's name? If I want to...
Ken.
Ken?
Ken.
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 Okay.
Ken. Ma.
Okay. Did Rose live on the farm for any length of time?
Yeah, she went on the farm and went to high school at Denison.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, there you go. That's a good one. I haven't had any
that was
much
in
on that.
34.
No, for me, thank you. She went in 34?
Yeah. And Val went in 27.
Oh. Denison High?
Yeah. Well, it was Denison High School, yeah.
What did you say she went in 37?
Or what?
She went to Denison High in what? 27?
No, in 33 or 34.
And who is, your brother went in?
27.
And which brother was it?
Dow.
Dow, okay. Okay. In, was that right? 27?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we're getting a little picture of your family that way. What else can we tell about your family? What did the farm at?
What did it farm at?
What kind of farming was it that they that dad?
Mixed farming.
Mixed.
Had berries and bulbs and.
Oh, really?
Dairy cattle and. Then went to beef cattle in the end after the milk truck quit picking up cans.
Oh. When was that? When did the milk truck quit picking up cans?
I'm not sure about that.
After the railway kind of shut down, or?
No, it was when we were all turned over to tank trucks.
Oh.
From the camp.
I see, oh yes. That's not too long ago.
That'd be 50s, I think.
Mm-hmm. Were you there till then? When did you move to, when did you move in here?
Moved in here in 79.
In 79?
Yes, there's a picture that I want to show you.
Ah, the whole family.
Yeah, and their wives.
Huh? Uh-huh. What year was that?
Just when before we moved here, huh?
Huh?
Just before we moved here.
No, I was taken up at the
Roses. Yeah, when they lived up in
Kent.
Kent, yeah. Hmm. It's funny, a person never puts the date.
Yeah, it's too bad, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you got another picture of Rose that would go with this one? This is this
age? There's one there.
Oh, that's Rose?
Her and her mother had a day out.
Uh-huh.
About 1928.
About 1928. I'll just put Sarah right here. 1928. That's a good one. I would like this picture. I would like to put in see
yeah.
put in the book.
Yeah.
Either that one or unless you have a better one.
No.
Is that okay?
You
which
you
one? This one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, isn't that something?
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's a good one. Is that the old frame? Is that
no, Rose is not
there. Oh, she's
not. Rose is not on that one, but we could be if we had a even a picture.
Well, Rose was born then.
Was she on this one?
Yeah.
Oh, she never got on. Oh.
But she.
No young pictures of Rose.
Oh.
Yes.
Or which one would you rather see in? Actually, it's your story. Which one would you prefer to see in? What you need is what? We need one for your parents and one for you in the family histories. So if this is okay for your parents, we could go with that.
Yeah.
Or?
That's my parents.
Uh-huh.
And my oldest brother. And his father and mother.
Oh. So this is your grandparents here.
Yeah.
This is your grandparents on this one.
Yeah.
If it was more visible, it's quite small to see.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a goodie. I wonder. But it's from Alberta. We try to stick with our area.
Yeah.
If we could just like to put your parents or your grandparents in too. Did they ever come to Mount Lehman?
No.
They were stayed in Alberta?
My grandmother come out, mm-hmm. but just after my grandfather died.
Oh.
He
she
died.
Stayed for a while?
He died quite young. Yeah. Not too long.
Oh. She didn't die here?
No.
Your grandma?
No, she died back in Alberta.
Oh. If you're feeling sick at any time, you say so. If you're feeling too tough, well, let me know. Would you want that picture in the book?
Well, if you think you'd like it.
I would prefer to put your grandparents in, or your parents in.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see one of Rosie in there too, at least an insert. I don't know if we could do that or not. Where was this taken? This picture.
That was taken on the farm in Mount Demon.
Was it on the farm? And Valentine's just about 2 years old, so when was he born?
He was born in 1912.
So that would be about 1914, eh? So Valentine was born in 1912?
Yeah.
Okay, and Andy was born in, he looks like he's a little...
1915.
Oh, Andy's younger than Val here. Oh, maybe this is later than that'd be about 1916 then.
Yeah.
Okay, and you were born in 1907. And Fred was born in 1907. Chester was born in
5.
So Chester was older than you. Oh, yes,
yeah.
I can see that. And Rosie was born in when?
She was born in 1918.
Okay. Well, let's see what else you've got here. See if that's...
That's getting off of the family, so that's where the BC Hydro engine burned up. Right in front of the place there.
Oh. At Mount Lehman?
Yeah.
BC Hydro burning up. What was that? What happened there?
This seems as though it was pulling too heavy a freight.
Oh. It was the engine that burnt up?
Yeah.
And when was this? Approximately what year?
Maybe about 40s sometime.
It is. Okay. And that was at Mount Lehman?
Yeah.
Is that Mount Lehman Station there? What is that right there? Is that Mount Lehman Station there? That edge?
No, that's a freight car.
Oh, that's just another car.
Yeah.
Where?
You see, this one was pushing.
Oh.
In the center of the train.
Oh, you got it apart. Yeah.
And I went out and I helped the engineer and that backed the other half of the train down 3 or 4 car lengths and then set the brakes on.
Gee.
By hand after.
You were nervous.
Away from the fire.
Wow. That was some, took some nerve. I don't have your family name, Agnes, or Dolly. What was your family name?
Blacklock.
Black, B-L-A-C-K?
Yeah,
Lock,
Blacklock.
L-O-C-K?
Yeah.
That's a good name. Good Scottish name, eh? From where? What part of Scotland?
Well,
Dumfries.
Was it?
Yeah, Lochaber, Dumfries.
Ah.
Yeah. That my mother got married again before we left Scotland.
Oh, I see.
Huh? So then we come over here.
Uh-huh. And you come to Matskwee and live?
Yeah, down in Matskwee and came to soldier settlements.
Uh-huh. So you came over in
1925, did I say?
25, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, you must have been, you'd be quite impressionable at that age. What did
well,
you think?
I went to school at Glenmore down there.
Uh-huh. What did you think of that, of coming to Canada?
Oh, the only thing was I had long hair.
Oh.
Went down my back.
Really? Did that bother you?
That was one of the first things I got cut off.
Oh, shucks. Did that bother you?
Well, the boys behind me in school were dipping it in their ink glass.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought it was time.
Yes. Oh. Uh-huh.
That's an old-time picture.
For 1908 of Mount Lehman. Oh! This is a... Oh, this is Mount Lehman School.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're all named on here. I don't think we've got this one before. Do you know what year that was came out of the... out of the paper?
Well, it was in the Mount Lehman Heritage.
Oh,
is it?
Have you interviewed Doug Taylor?
Yeah, we have. He says he's writing. We haven't got anything in on him yet, from him yet, but he says he's writing things for us. So
we're
going to have
because
to go.
He's got a lot.
He may even have a picture like this, eh?
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure he is one of the first white child born in Mount Lehman.
Uh-huh.
At the Mount Lehman School when he was 10 years old.
Hawkins?
At Paul Hawkins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay. Can I take this and copy it?
Sure.
And bring it back to you later?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm just taking what I think we'll put into the book or make copy of, and then we'll return them to you again. So, oh, that's about Mount Lehman?
Yeah.
Where did this come from?
I was up there.
Celebrating its 100th birthday. 1984.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know if I've seen that. Can I borrow that and copy?
Sure.
And then I'll bring it back to you so that it's not lost. Yeah. Okay, great.
That was when we were down there, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I haven't got one of these. Perhaps we'll get one, but this is the first one I've seen, so I'll just copy this one.
Yeah.
And then we'll have it. And, maybe that's the answer to a lot of this. This big picture here, Fred.
Yeah.
What is that all about? That's a family.
That's my mother.
That's your mother.
And her brother and sister, and father and mother.
Oh. Were they in? Did they come to BC? The family?
Not all of them.
Not all of them, eh?
Most of them went down to Oregon and California.
Oh, uh-huh.
And we went down there. And I wasn't very old then.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember. We had to stand back and watch where the picture was taken.
Did you? I see. Part of the family.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Uh-huh. They're all dead now except this one.
Oh, she's still alive.
Yeah.
Is there just the one left, Fred?
Yeah.
Oh, for goodness sake. Where's she?
She's in Roseburg, Oregon.
Oh.
97 years old.
Oh, that's a good age. Hmm. So the only one that lived here was your mom?
Yeah, actually lived here.
Mm-hmm. So I guess we won't deal with that in our book, then. We won't worry about that one. And probably not this one either.
No.
But maybe. You don't happen to have the negative of this, do you? I suppose you don't know where it's at if you did have it, eh?
Don't have it, huh?
The negative?
No, but I think we've got two of them. Well, I'll have a look and see.
Uh-huh.
But I think some of you have two.
Maybe we should go through them and see who's who here and read it down. That is the whole Heron family.
Yeah.
That was in 19 what?
That'd be about 1980.
Where was it taken?
In Abbotsford.
And what was the occasion? Was somebody's?
Well, it was a get together. There's a whole, all the
family reunion.
Family reunion.
Okay. Can you see them well enough to identify?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go from left to right then.
From left to right?
Yeah.
Genevieve Heron.
Genevieve.
Val Heron.
Just a sec. And then Val.
Dolly, or Agnes. And myself.
Good.
Then Gus Bernier. That was
what's that?
Rose's first husband.
Les? Did you say Les?
No.
Wes?
No. Gus? Oh,
Gus.
Gus Bernier.
Gus, okay. Bernier?
Bernier.
How do you spell that?
B-U-R-N-I-E-R, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Rose?
Then Rose.
Then
Olga.
O-L-G-A?
Yeah.
That's bad. That was...
And Andy.
Andy.
Mm-hmm. Alice.
Okay.
And Chester.
Chester. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got them all here, haven't we?
Yeah. And there's the one that... A lot of you.
Two, four, six, eight, ten. I got them all.
Where that was taken?
That was taken down in August.
That's a little fuzzy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not quite.
Yeah, not quite.
It's a Polaroid, so it's kind of.
Yeah.
This is more clear than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is
me. I was sitting out on top of a television for a while, that one.
Oh. Can you tell me, were all of this family, all of your family, did they live in Mount Lehman at one or the other time?
Yes.
The whole, including the in-laws?
No.
The in-laws didn't?
No. Genevieve and one here of her mother there, somewhere. Oh, there.
Oh.
That was her mother.
Uh-huh.
Mrs. Conrad.
Uh-huh. They didn't live in Mount Lehman, or they
lived in Bradner.
They lived in Bradner. Oh. What was their name?
Conrad.
Okay. Bradner. Okay. Any of the others? that lived in the area?
And his wife did for a while.
Okay, Olga. What was that?
She was staying with her uncle and aunt down on the, at the section house in Mount Lehman Landing.
Oh, yes. What was their name?
Her uncle and aunt was...
Not to worry. It's no big issue. No. We don't have to put it in unless you want, you know, unless you think of it and you want it in.
Her name was Virtulock.
Virtulock. Boy, how do you, how in the world would you spell that? V-U-R-T. Do these, does any, like, do Genevieve and Val have family?
No.
Does Olga and Andy have family? Is there family of theirs? Maybe I should leave them write their own history. If they live in the Mount Lehman area or somewhere around.
They never did.
They never did, okay.
No.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll just use that anyway if we... We'll make a negative of it anyway, and if we have space, we'll put them in. Because we don't have another one of Rose in here otherwise, unless we use... Well, just a minute, we have this one of Rose.
Another picture of what?
Of Rose. Where we can lay in for the other, for the family picture.
I don't know. I'll have a look through the tile and see.
Okay. If there's a one where she's younger, maybe. But this, well, this
the
is
the one where your Rose and your mom. Right?
This one here.
Yeah.
One
here.
One there.
Yeah. Okay. Have you other things that you think are of interest to people?
It might be of interest to a lot of people. Was that I was pretty good friends with the Indians.
Were you?
Uh-huh. With the Massacre Indians.
Uh-huh.
Or Chief Massacre Charlie. Uh-huh. Of which the Massacre was named after.
Oh, yeah.
And whenever they wanted meat, I had a dog that would run deer.
Oh.
And they'd come and we'd go over on the island.
Uh-huh.
And run deer. Of course, it was illegal, but there was lots of people knew about it.
Yeah.
We were never bothered.
No.
It was the Indian Reserve,
uh-huh.
And that was on Massacre Island.
Uh-huh.
So...
Uh-huh. Did you get a lot of deer that way? Could you get deer that way?
Yeah.
You did one, and they would eat deer then, eh?
There was three of us went over one day. We got five deer.
Oh my goodness. Gee. And so they'd butcher and you'd get some of the meat then too?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I suppose that's how you met Rose too, or Dolly, I mean, over at Massacre.
No. Well, it was I used to go to all the dances around.
Oh.
Or she did too.
Uh-huh. Did I put down when you got married? Oh, yes. Married in 47, eh? And your boy was James? Where's James?
He's up on Bevan.
He lives in Abbotsford then?
Yeah. A paramedic.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Any
family
there? I don't
suppose you were around looking at the Christmas lights. Did Abbotsford go you?
A little bit, but not all over.
You didn't come by Bevan?
No, we didn't make it around that way. We were too busy. Was it good?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
What else do we want? Oh, I want to know when your mom and dad died and where they're buried.
My dad died in 1950. He was buried in Hazelwood.
Buried in Hazelwood?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And your mom too?
And my mom died in 62, I think. Mm-hmm. Buried in Hazelwood.
Okay. When did your dad, when was he born? You know?
1874.
74 where?
Sure.
Where at?
Wrong
date? 1874, not right?
1874. Around Birch Falls, Ontario.
Birch Falls?
Birch Falls.
And where was your mom born?
She was born, I think, at Kittering.
Kittering?
Kittering, Ontario.
K-I-T-R-I-N-E?
Yeah.
Is that?
Kittering.
Kittering, that's not Catherine. Kittering.
Yeah.
I don't know Ontario anymore.
It's just a little place, not far from Birch Falls.
Oh, I see, okay. And do you know the per year of birth? Oh.
'86.
Okay. There's one of the five in there.
Yeah, that's a better one than that other one.
Is it? Okay.
Then this one? You think it's better?
No, just the five of us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the whole...
And that's the family.
Uh-huh.
Which way does it go?
Well...
It comes out from here.
If we...
I think.
No, it just comes up from...
Yeah. Oh, it just picks up.
Oh, it picks up
there,
here.
Do you, maybe you should decide which one. I would like to see this put in, but I'd like to see picture of Rose. But I'd also like to see picture of you, the three of you. What I'll do here. So you met Dolly going to dances? Could she dance good?
Yeah.
Where did you go to dances, Fred?
That's where I didn't go.
Oh, okay. Can you remember the dances around Mount Lehman and so on?
Mount Lehman, Glenmore, or Gifford, Masquay Hall.
Uh-huh. Who played for dances at Mount Lehman?
Years ago, it was Kitty Taylor.
Kitty Taylor?
Yeah. Buster Taylor and Ted Bertel.
Bertel, B-U-R-T-E-L?
Bertel. Mm-hmm. She, her and Kitty got married afterwards.
Ted, did you say Bertel?
Ted Bertel.
Kitty got married. Oh, okay,
yeah.
Kitty was a lady. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did they play? Ted would have played what?
Ted played the drums.
Okay. And Kitty?
The piano.
And Buster would?
Buster the saxophone.
Okay. And this was when? In the 19...
Lord.
1930s? 40s?
Yeah. After I had...
there in the
Yeah, I had the 1930 Chrysler car.
Mm-hmm. So it would have been in the 30s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What, were they good? Were they good to orchestra?
Pretty fair. We had quite a following.
Did they?
They used to go around to walk them road, straighten. Mm-hmm. And that's Dolly, mm-hmm. myself, mm-hmm. and Trudy. Mm-hmm. And Brandy.
And the dog.
Oh, that's important, yeah.
And Jimmy. Uh-huh. And my brother Val. Uh-huh. And his wife Jenny. Uh-huh.
The Dexters, where did they live? In Abbotsford? Are they Abbotsford people?
Well, they did later, but they lived in Matchway, down by Ridgedale.
Oh, okay, they're not sweet people, okay. Uh-huh. And Val is, your brother Val is from our area, from Mount Lehman area, or?
Well, he was, so.
And then he moved in here?
He was a commercial fisherman for years.
So where did he fish out of?
Well, all the way from the Fraser River here up to Prince Rupert.
Okay. And where did he live?
Well, he lives now at an apartment across from Seven Oaks. Uh-huh.
And did he, when he was fishing, where was his home? Where did he make his home?
In Bradner.
Oh, he lives in Bradner. So he basically belongs in our history too. So we maybe need a history of Val written up too. And Val, he was a fisherman, eh?
Yeah.
You say he's still alive? He's over here at Seven Oaks. So he could write his own story, couldn't he?
Yeah, he could.
How old is he?
Well, he's 5 years younger than I am.
Oh. Heavens, he's just a kid. He can write his own story, can't he? What's his phone number?
859-9132.
Okay. And his wife was, what's her name again?
Jenny.
Jenny?
Jenny B.
Okay. Do they do that sort of thing? Do they like to write and so on?
No.
Okay. Maybe we'll give them a ring anyway. See what they. We do have a picture at least that we can put in with the Heron families, and if nothing else, we'll put that all in and let it. If I were to borrow this picture, now Fred, I noticed you were a logger. Have you got any memoirs of logging that you'd like to have told?
Well,
can you remember logging down in? Where did you log? In the Mount Lehman area?
Yes, I bought timber. Now this here was just up on the Burgess Road, up towards Denison.
Oh, yes. So what would you do? Buy timber from the...
I'd buy the standing log.
Buy the standing logs, and then you'd go and saw them down?
Yeah.
And you'd sell them?
Yeah.
Was that hard work?
Yes.
I don't think.
It was. So the old sweet saw then.
and you'd always hire somebody to help you saw?
Yeah.
And how long would it, like, how big a stand of timber would you buy at a time?
The bigger the better.
I suppose.
But, now that there was a spar tree,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a sort of dismantling it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm. When you bought timber, like you'd go to the landowner and
yeah.
and you'd make a deal, strike
yeah.
a deal on, and like how much would it, how would you strike a deal? How would you decide how much it was worth?
Used to be more or less by board feet, mill scale.
Okay. And how would you decide how many board feet you had in a
well,
stand?
When you took a load of logs
mm-hmm.
into the mill, they'd scale them
mm-hmm.
and give you a scale sheet
mm-hmm.
of them logs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd gather them all up for and present them to the person that I bought the timber from.
Okay.
And pay them.
You pay them out of that. Mm-hmm. So
or
you pay them.
Otherwise, I just offer them a lump sum
mm-hmm.
for it.
Mm-hmm. Was that a good? Did you make out good that way, or was that?
I made a living at it.
Made a living. It did you, how long did you do that?
From 44 when I quit commercial fishing.
Oh.
Till 1960.
So you were a commercial fisherman before that?
Yeah.
So previous to 1944, you'd go out on the Fraser?
Yeah.
Or?
And out in the Gulf.
Oh, you did. And then you bring your fish back to Glen Valley or Mount Lehman?
No, fish packers used to come around and pick them up.
Oh. Oh. They would come, the fish packer would come around?
Yeah.
What, they would, with a truck that was?
No, a larger boat.
Oh, I see. So did you, so where would you, well, how would you do that? You go down to the, you'd be down at the docks and then come in?
Sometimes, right, they'd pick up right on the drift.
Oh. So where did you dock your boat? Mount Lehman?
Yes, Mount Lehman.
Uh-huh. Was that a good business to be in? A fishing business?
Yes.
It was money made there, eh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Didn't run into too many. There's a fish packer there. That was Andy. Well, he owned the fish packer.
Oh.
And he had the scales and that on, paid on the spot.
And they were paid on the spot? Oh, I see. They would just weigh and they'd pay you right there?
Yeah.
Oh. What year would this have been approximately?
That was Val delivering.
Val's delivering?
To Andy.
Oh. To Andy?
Yeah.
What years about approximately would that have taken place?
That'd be 38.
Okay, 1938. And they worked the whole all your brothers and you worked together fishing then at that point, eh?
Well, we had our own boat.
Oh, one boat among the four of you?
No, each one of us had our own boat.
Oh, I see. And you would go out there with your, you'd have your nets.
Yeah.
And you'd all go your own
way. Actually, there, Andy was delivering a net to my brother.
Oh,
he'd pick it up at the cannery.
Oh, so there's the two of them. Just, I see. Tell me that again. They'd pick what up? The net at the cannery?
Yeah.
Would the cannery do the picks up the nets or what?
Well, the cannery would, if a person couldn't pay cash for them,
yeah,
the cannery would pick them up. And if the packer would order them, and then he'd pick them up through the cannery, and then they'd dock you so much off of each delivery of fish.
Oh, I see.
Made.
To pay for your net.
To pay for the net.
Oh, I see. So he's just got a new net there from the cannery.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so they're going up there. Are they going up the river then? Where would they go with fish?
I'd say that was up at River's Inlet.
River's Inlet, up the
up the coast.
Up the coast, okay. So you went all around. You didn't just stay on the river. You didn't just stay on the Fraser. You'd
go we had to go where the fish were.
Yeah. And where were the fish? They'd be off the edge, or?
Well, it'd depend where the run were. You see, the run would be quite a bit earlier up at Prince Rupert than it was. And they come down to start in the spring salmon and all of the Prince Rupert and up the Nass and Skeena.
Would you go all that way?
No, I didn't go all that. At that time I was steamboating on the Klondike River.
You were?
Yeah.
Goodness, we're just touching the surface of the tips here. What didn't you do, maybe, that?
Well, that's more like it.
So you were steamboating on the Skeena. When did you do? On the Skeena River?
No, I was steamboating on the Klondike River.
On the Klondike River.
Yeah.
Okay. What years was that?
From 32 to 41.
To 41, but you were fishing previous to 32, or
no,
did
it was
in
after
between?
That.
You fished after 41, after you were married. Then, did you fish after you were married?
I think I did.
Yeah?
A couple of years.
You did, eh? Okay. And then you started logging after 1944, eh?
Yeah.
So what was steamboating on the Klondike? What did you do there? What were you doing when you were on steamboat?
I was a deckhand.
Okay. Deckhand, all right. And then you came back to Mount Lehman and started your other port. So you had quite a few days with steamboating, and then you've done some, well, that must have been your first job, steamboating, deckhand, or?
No, logging before that.
Logging before that.
There's Klondike, partly submerged.
Oh.
There she is, again. I was on that when we were shipwrecked, and here we are stuck in the ice, late to the barge.
That's all more of the steamboat?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one here was the last boat I worked on.
Oh. Always as a deckhand?
Quartermaster.
Quartermaster?
I got up to a quartermaster.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Now that's a very odd picture. You see an owl on there, and a cock, and a totem pole.
Oh, what? I see a totem pole, yeah.
This one, the same.
Oh, gee whiz. That is really good for with your question, eh?
Well, that's a bird, isn't it?
You can see, if you look pretty hard, you can see some real good pictures of it. Oh, I don't see. Oh, yeah. That's pretty good. You must have been studying those over there, too. Do you have... Are there any pictures of the farm?
Yes, I think there is.
Pictures of the farm?
Of the farm.
Oh, you should be in one of the booths.
Yeah.
Cattle.
These are more modern ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
What's this here?
Well, that there was a store, Matthew Watson's store, Carcross.
A Carcross.
In Yukon.
Okay. Just looking for Mount Lehman. Pictures wherever possible.
On the White Horse.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And these are all from further away.
Yeah. And that's, that was Mary Croy.
Croy? Oh. At Mount Lehman.
It wasn't at Mount Lehman. But she was brought up in Mount Lehman.
Mm-hmm.
Croy's. Yep. A daughter of Croy's from Croy's Blacksmith Shop.
Yes.
Denison.
Oh. I haven't got anything on them. I hope they're going to... Somebody's going to turn up with something. This year... Is this your sawmill?
That was a donkey engine.
A donkey engine? Was that yours?
No.
Oh? Oh.
No, that was my cousin.
Oh. And where's that? Mount Lehman too?
No, that was down in Oregon.
Oh, that's to show you how it's really done, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. This is an old time from Alberta, okay?
Yeah, that was at the sale.
Yeah? Oh.
Just before it came out.
Before they come out. Who's this here?
Oh, that's me and Danny Nicholson and Clark Curry.
Oh,
Danny Nicholson. He was the president of the Fraser Valley Milk Producers.
Oh.
For years.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that's right. Okay, about that. You got that. Okay. So have we went through all your pictures here?
Mm-hmm. You see, I was feeding the wild bear out
in
the bush.
Where? At Mount Lehman? Not at Mount Lehman, I hope.
No.
Oh, okay.
It was up behind Mission.
Oh. That's close enough. Well, I guess we'll maybe if I get negatives off this, that'll probably do me. I can't do too many. Actually, this is a good one.
Yeah.
And I think we have one sort of like that, so we won't worry about that.
Jenny must have put them down in the pile of the cabinet.
Oh,